Amen.
Amen.
I believe it. You've received it, Josh. I believe it.
And thank God that we are writing this present to receive the
Amen.
Sign.
Amen.
Lord, we bless you, Sean Leader and the musicians.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God that once again, another Wednesday, we find ourselves for the writing this present.
Amen.
Thank God for the day of going out and coming in.
Amen.
Due to our jobs, school, and our homes. We thank God that it's time like this. Now, it's a privilege for us to be in His presence.
Bless you.
Amen.
That we'll be in His presence.
Hallelujah.
And listen to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads.
Amen.
We are before you.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yet another
Amen.
Privilege like this.
Thank you, sir.
That Lord, we find ourselves
Amen.
In your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for taking us through the day. Lord, and at this hour,
Amen.
Lord, let me know you are in our midst here,
Amen.
Because you promised that where two or three are gathered
Hallelujah.
In
name, Amen.
You be in our midst,
yes, Lord.
Lord. And living Father, you have
Amen.
Already said that you are the one that holds the seven stars
Amen.
In your
Amen.
Right hand. And you walk in the midst of the seven candlesticks,
Hallelujah.
Lord. And so, Lord Jesus, we know that you are in our midst this evening.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit, now we want to surrender to you, God.
Yes.
Because, Lord, it has to take all the broken spirit and the contrite heart,
Amen.
Which you will not despise, Lord. That, Lord, we bring
Hallelujah.
Us our sacrifice this evening.
Amen.
And, Lord Jesus, you will accept us, O God. And, Lord, as we tend to the reading of your word, Father, we know that you are the altar of it,
Amen.
And, Lord, bring your word, O God, to light to us. And as we thank you for the prophet you sent to us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, many things that have
Amen.
Been hidden in this book, Lord, book of life.
Hallelujah.
That through your prophet of God and the grace you have given to us, Lord,
Amen.
We have received, Lord, these revelations, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we say thank you, God, that bless your word as we read it, Lord, and make it alive unto us.
Amen.
Father, we commit our brethren who are not here into your hands.
Amen.
Many of them at work. Many of them very good purposes. Why they are not here, Lord? Father, reach them where they are.
Amen.
Father, let them receive the same portion that we
yes,
receive,
Lord.
Here, O God. And Lord, we together as the body of Christ, Lord, as a church of the living God, Lord, we will always move together
in
the same spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Grant us, Lord, grace once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we still standing, let us stand to Hebrews as we continue with our studies. We come to Hebrews 4. So I will read the first two verses and then read verse 11 also. That's where Lord willing, our studies will take us.
Amen.
So let's read the first two verses and then we read verse 11. Let's hear the word of God.
Amen.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Then verse 11 said, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, we know
Hallelujah.
There are examples through God.
Amen.
Many fell all because of unbelief.
Amen.
So Lord Jesus, we thank you. You brought this word to us. Oh, to strengthen us, Lord.
Amen.
And even Father, for us to know all the way that God we need to take, God.
Amen.
So Father, bless you over this evening. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? So we have a topic tonight. Enter into my rest. Amen. Enter into my rest. And that is what Jesus Christ asking us to enter into his rest. Amen. In Acts 7:49, God asks a very mighty question. And that question he asked, he said, "What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest?"
Amen.
He said, "What is the place of my rest?" Amen. What house will you build me? Acts 7:49. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Amen. Then, that means God is looking for a place.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
A place where he wants to dwell.
Amen.
God Almighty looking for a place where he would like to dwell.
Amen.
Amen. And we know, as we heard the other time, that Moses built him a tabernacle in the wilderness. But that wasn't the place that he could what rest. Though it was what? The ark was there as a sign of his presence. Amen. And then we heard in the New Testament also, Solomon built him a mighty house. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Till when it was being dedicated, he said what? Oh, the glory of God overshadowed the place.
Amen.
Amen. So even the priests, they weren't able to really to utter the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But still, God says, what house will you build me? Amen.
Amen.
He said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. See, what is the place of my rest? God looking for a place. Then we read something from Hebrews here, which also is telling us about what? A rest of God, which he's asking us to enter.
Amen.
Mine.
Yeah.
So is it contradicting? God looking for a place, and then he said, I have a place you need to enter. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden. Praise God.
Amen.
And I will give you rest.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'll give you rest. So now, we need to enter into what? That kind of rest. And then God also is looking for a place to rest. Oh, now, there's no contradiction here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The whole thing is,
amen,
we got to enter first into his rest. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then when we have entered into his rest, then we become the resting place of what? Of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
If we enter into his rest, then we become what? The resting place. That's why Jesus said, and at that day, you will know that I am in the Father,
yeah,
and you in me, and
amen,
I in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
You see it?
Amen. Amen.
That day you will know that you in me and I in you.
It's a good song. Amen.
See it?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so that's so beautiful that God looking for what? A resting place. And before he can get that place, we got to enter into what? His rest first.
Amen.
Amen. So now let's come to the prophet as he said. Now, reading from Hebrews chapter 4, the message book Hebrews chapter 4, preached in 1987. I'm still trying to what? Adapt myself to these teeth. Amen. Sometimes I jump over some of the words. Praise the Lord. So always remember me in prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, now let's start the fourth chapter. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us to enter his rest. Amen.
Amen.
We, any of you, should seem to come short of it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Many a time, when you come short of something, amen? When you come short of something, you normally get, you regret for what? Coming short of that, or you get a little bit worried. But here, he said you must fear. That means something very great, my brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You must fear. Hallelujah. So the focus now. Now remember, when they were on the road to rest, he's talking about which people? The children of Israel. When they were on the road to rest, the pillar of fire led them. My brother, all the time, let us watch. Type the children of Israel to ourselves.
Amen.
And so, we also, we are on the road to what? To our rest.
Amen.
And we have seen the pillar of fire. There's some pillar of fire also in this our day.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
We have seen it.
Amen.
And so the prophet asks, what is this rest? What is this rest? And we must know what this rest is. Because there has been a number of teachings and some wild revelations. Personal revelations and revelations from ministers or whoever. But we are not after revelation from man.
Amen.
We are after the revelation from what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, and praise be to God, we have the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Leading us in this our day.
Amen.
And so he gives us what? So the prophet asks, now, the thought is, if we are on our way to the rest, what is the rest? Is it joining a church?
No.
Thank you. But some churches claim that they have the what? They are the one. If you don't join them,
yes.
Oh, we don't join the church. Praise the Lord. We are part of what? The body of Christ.
Amen.
But they say that if you don't join us, you are lost. Oh, yes, sir. Then the question is, it being baptized a certain way? No, sir. Is it becoming a member of the greatest church in the city? Is it wearing better clothes?
No.
Is it education?
No.
Is it money?
No.
Or can we quit work? Because he said rest.
No.
So can we quit work?
No.
And just lay down and rest the rest of our lives?
No.
Sir, the prophet does know it. Amen.
Amen.
Then he came to what? What actually the gospel? So he asked this question again. What is the gospel? He said, the good news. The gospel is what? The good news.
Amen.
We shall come to the rest. He just moved away from the rest. After these questions, he moved from it and then came with this question.
what is the gospel? He said, it's the good news. And the good news came to them in Egypt. You see, always comparing us, we got to hear from the beginning when we are learning this Hebrew, the book of Hebrew. The prophet said, Paul was what? Trying to what? Bring the old and the new, the old as what? A type of the new.
Amen.
Amen. And so always there is that comparison. Praise the Lord. That's why right from the beginning he says what? Ye have heard in old time, in sundry manners and sundry times, God spoke unto the fathers by what? By the prophets. But in this our day, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Yes,
so always comparing. Amen. And here, as the prophet is bringing us, he also comparing the same thing. And so that's the way how God is saying it. He said, the good news came to them in Egypt that God has sent a deliverer. And he's going to bring us out to take us to what? To the promised land. And then he came again. The good news to us now, you see, those days and today. Amen.
Amen.
The good news to us now. Have we received the good news?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Yeah.
The message of Malachi 4.
Hallelujah.
The message of William Branham. Amen.
Amen.
That's the good news we have received in this our day. Because that is, he said, God has sent a deliverer. Has he sent a deliverer to us?
Amen.
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 Oh, not a person, but the what? The one behind the person.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are not looking at him as a person, but we know that someone is what? In him doing the work.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So God has sent a deliverer.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. And we are on the road to the promised land. Amen.
Amen.
See? But now, what do we, how do people handle this good news? Yeah, everything is here, but it is not given to all. Amen. But it has been given to us.
Amen.
And so the prophet said, and now people has made what? It's creeds. The good news, they have made it what? Creeds and denominations. But God still remain that.
Amen.
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 Our rest is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 He said, now the gospel was preached unto them as well as what? Unto us. You see, the comparison is always there.
Amen.
As we read here, he said, verse 2 of Hebrews 4, as we read it. He said, for unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them. You see, always the two sides. But the word preached did not profit them.
Amen.
Not being mixed with faith in them that had it. He stops there, so he's what? Talking to us also.
Hmm.
They, when they have heard, they didn't mix it with what? Faith.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. And so it is a warning to us. He's telling us that when you hear it, harden not your heart.
Amen.
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 And believe what you have heard. Mix it with what? With faith. Oh, praise the Lord. So he said, the word preached did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, oh, my brethren, let us stop here for a minute. Let's stop here for a minute. Now listen closely. He said, no matter how much the word is preached, how well you like the way it is being preached,
unless you yourself are a partaker of that. Amen. It won't do you one bit of good. You must be a partaker of what you hear.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, they see the miracles of Moses.
Amen.
We have seen the miracle also of what? The messenger sent to us in this our day.
Amen.
See? But it wasn't mixed, the prophet said, but it wasn't mixed with personal faith.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. It wasn't mixed with what? Personal faith. And my brother, the scripture tells us that some people, oh, praise the Lord, there are witnesses, there are testimonies of people that when they hear, they mix it with faith.
Amen.
And my brother, that's what the scripture says. We are compassed about with what? Great cloud of what? Witnesses.
Amen.
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 Of their faith is a challenge to us. Some had and used what? Faith. To make the word of God to come to pass. My brother, that's what we got what? To take as our example. And these people, as we have been hearing all the time, they are what? Waiting on us.
Amen.
Hey, they are waiting on us.
Amen.
Noah. Amen.
Amen.
As we heard about Noah, said when God created the whole world, we've heard it many times. Created the whole world, there were no rains. But it is always what? A mist gushed out from the ground and watered what? Watered the greens.
Amen.
Then God said, because of the wickedness of the people, their heart is always continually evil. I'm going to destroy. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it is in this our day.
Amen.
And so Noah built an ark. There's going to what? There's going to come a rain. And the scripture says, by faith, amen, Noah, something that has never happened before,
amen,
Noah, by faith, prepared an ark to save his home.
Amen.
And we have heard about rapture, rapture, rapture. Have you? We've never seen rapture. Only we've read that someone was raptured, Enoch. Amen. And we know that also Elijah was taken up. Praise the Lord. And so, if we want to be like Noah, then when we have been told that there is something like rapture, then we've got to prepare also.
Amen.
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 We can look at someone like what? Moses. Oh, yes, sir. Moses had everything. He could have become what? The next Pharaoh. Yes, he was to become the next Pharaoh.
Amen.
Let's hear it him. He said he chose rather to suffer affliction in the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See? Rather, he will esteem the reproach of Christ more greater riches than what? Than all what Egypt could give unto him. This kind of faith is challenging us, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
And when we come to our father Abraham, oh,
amen.
Faith. Faith, not looking at what? The circumstances.
No.
Not looking at how old he was. Not looking at what? The deadness of what? Sarah's womb. But as long as God has spoken, he believed that that settles it.
Amen.
Oh, these are all testimonies that are what? Challenging us, my brother. And so, he said, when they have heard, it wasn't mixed with personal faith.
but a personal faith. Said, for as soon as they got to the wilderness, they, said, everyone begin to murmur. And God said, because that they doubted, and said it was sin. Amen. Said, when you doubt, the prophet say here, because they doubted, it was sin.
Amen.
So the prophet says here, don't doubt anything.
Amen.
Don't doubt it. As long as it is the word of God, never doubt it.
Amen.
Let's take this. Amen. He said, rather believe. Believe.
Amen.
Don't doubt. No matter how hard the case is,
amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
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 No matter how hard the case is, he said, just what? Just believe it.
Amen.
Amen. So, we come to where the prophet is saying here. He said, Hebrews, we are still in Hebrews 4. Now, Hebrews 4:10. He said, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This rest he is talking about. He said, when you enter into his work, his rest. Now we are beginning to know, we are coming to what? The rest now.
Amen.
When you enter into his rest.
Hallelujah.
You cease from your own works.
Amen.
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 So what are your own works? What are my own works? The works of the flesh. The works of the flesh is one of them. Let's open to Galatians. You know it already, the scripture. 19:21. Our own works. When you enter into this rest we are talking about, amen, you cease from all your own works. Galatians, oh, quickly. Galatians 5. Let's look at our own works. Because we want to what? Enter into this rest. And if we enter into this rest, then God finds a resting place in us.
Amen.
Amen. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are this adultery. Amen. And we know how Jesus, in the spirit, brought the spiritual side, because before they had the law, adultery. As long as I've not gone to take another woman, I am free. But when Christ came, said, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
Amen.
To bring the spiritual side of it. Amen.
Amen.
You have been given what? The physical side. I'm bringing in the spiritual side also. And so you have heard of all time. The same comparison has come again.
Amen.
Amen. You have heard of the old time when it is said that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, even if you shall look upon a woman and lust after her in your heart, you have what? You have committed adultery. Praise the Lord. And so, if we want to enter into this rest, for God to get a place to rest also, then adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Go on. Idolatry.
idolatry, anything that, well, anything that becomes so important, you place that thing first before God.
Amen.
You have entered into idolatry.
Mm.
Something that becomes an idol. You value those things more than what? Than God.
Amen.
Witchcraft, hatred, violence, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Praise God. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we are coming to this rest, the way how other people also see it. The prophet says, now, there are some believers who are still observing what? The Sabbath. A day. They are still what? Observing a day. They have chosen a day and they are what? Observing it. And we know that, he said, the rest was given to the Jews in the wilderness. And it's a very, very sad indeed that some people are also observing a particular day in this time that we are living in. It's a very, very sad indeed. Amen. The prophet said, now watch. Verse 4. He goes to verse 4. He said, for he spake in a certain place, as Hebrews 4, verse 4. The prophet said, now watch, verse 4. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day. It was what? The rest. That's the Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. A certain place. He said, that means in the law. We are now studying the scripture closely. Now watch it. The prophet said, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, that is Sabbath. And I said, that is in the law. A certain place, that's in the law. On this wise, God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. See? God rested on the seventh day. He blessed the seventh day. He hallowed the seventh day. He sanctified it. All right. Amen. Amen. Then the prophet came to verse 5. And this place again. So he spoke in a certain place. That means in the law.
Amen.
Amen. He spoke in a certain place. The prophet said, that is in the law. Amen. And then verse 5. And this place again. So the comparison is still coming. And this place again. If they shall enter into my rest. He said, now it is what? Jesus speaking. Amen. Now, there is another Sabbath somewhere. Where is it? Now remember this. Here, God's rest. That seventh day, Paul said, they had it in a certain place. But now again, he said, if they shall enter into my what? Rest.
Amen.
Speaking of Jesus, what he said in Matthew 11:28. So look at verse 4 and 5 closely. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, he spoke, go to verse 4. Verse 4. For he spake in a certain place. He said that was what? That is what? In the law. Amen. Then come to verse 5. And in this place again, that's the present. He's talking about, he said, here he's talking about what? He's talking about what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. that come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, and in this place again, if they shall enter into what? My rest. And he said, he's speaking of Jesus in Matthew. As Matthew 11, 28. Now, to verse 6. See therefore that it remained that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not because of what? Unbelief.
Mm.
See? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See therefore it remained that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief.
Amen.
Brethren, let us not make that mistake also.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us not what? Make that mistake. Because there remained what? Some that got what? Enter in, that's you and me. Amen.
Amen.
And let us not repeat the same unbelief. That's why the prophet said here, we just read, that don't doubt.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Amen.
Amen.
So believe every word. Believe it, because if you want to enter into his rest, doubt will what? Kick you out. Because the doubt is what? It's a sin. So the prophet is saying, doubt is what? It's a sin. Amen. And so, they couldn't enter because of what? Unbelief. So it's a warning to us. Let us believe every word.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's believe every word. My brother, if we can, through the leadership of the Holy Ghost, can bring ourselves to that place where we look into the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then we believe every word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we get into any situation, we look and see a promise. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That he is in us and we also in him. And that he that is in you is greater than
Amen.
He that is in the world.
Amen.
My brother, you will fear nothing.
Amen.
If we can believe that, then all the trials, the circumstances, anything that comes our way, surely, my brother, we will overcome them all the time.
Amen.
We will overcome them because we doubt not one word of God. That was the way how Enoch was. Amen. Enoch, walk with, you can never walk with God and what? Have doubts. Bible says he walked with God. Amen. And before he was translated, he had a testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
Because he had faith. No doubt. So he was translated. Entered into the rapture. So we also want to go into the rapture. Amen. Let's walk with him.
Amen.
Amen. And always. Oh, and in the WhatsApp. Praise the Lord. This matter, I always love it. Amen. That a man crossing the bridge and he was afraid. And said, Lord, let me hold your hand. And God, the Lord Jesus said, no, rather, let me rather hold your hand.
Amen.
He said, but Lord, what is the difference of me holding your hand and you holding my hand? What is the difference? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, yes. When the storm turned into a gale, amen, I will not let you go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But when you hold me, you may what? Use your grip. Praise God. So, if we are walking with him, Then we give everything to Him, our hands, our heart, and everything. Say, Lord, so you just even believe that you are walking with Him every day. Every day you are walking with Him. He's by your side. And He's inside. Believe it that way.
Amen.
And it is true. That truly, wherever we are, He's there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So, they didn't go because of unbelief. And so we believe. There is no doubt. Praise the Lord. So, now let's go to verse 7. Again, He limited a certain day. Amen.
Amen.
That is the Sabbath. He limited, the brother, that is the Sabbath. He limited a certain day, saying in David. When he says saying in David, that means in the Psalms. Huh?
Amen.
Saying in David, that means in the Psalms. Because David wrote the Psalms. That's why he's talking about the Psalms. Again, he limited a certain day as the Sabbath, saying in David, today, after so long a time, see, the prophet said, after so long a time, that means till Jesus comes, as it is said, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. So as Jesus comes, he said, the prophet said, there is another rest coming. Not a physical, but spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. So, you see, the children of Israel in the wilderness, they were given what? A physical rest.
Amen.
Sabbath. A day that they observe. Amen.
Amen.
As David said, today if you hear His word, harden not your heart. Amen. And then, He said, there is coming another rest. There is another rest coming. Not a physical, but spiritual. Amen. The rest of Jesus Christ is not a particular day. It is what? Spiritual. That's why He said in verse 8,
amen.
For if Jesus had given them rest as a day rest, then would He not afterwards have spoken of another day? If Jesus, when He was speaking to what? The Pharisees.
Amen.
When He was weighing what? The law. Amen. You know that when He started with the first four, then when He came to Sabbath, what? He didn't say anything. Praise the Lord. Because He Himself was what? The Sabbath.
Amen.
Whilst He was changing everything, when it came to Sabbath, because He Himself was what? The Sabbath. Praise the Lord. And so, He said, Jesus did not give them another day. Because He changed what? Let's go to Matthew.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go to Matthew. Are you getting everything? Matthew 5. Matthew
already begin to talk about the law. Matthew 5:17.
He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to what? To fulfill." Amen. Then you go to 20. Said, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Then he said, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not what? Kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be of what? Danger of what? Judgment." See?
Amen.
"But I say unto you that whosoever is angry," see?
Amen.
"Always from what? From your heart." Talking about what is inside.
Amen.
Killing, just take a knife or take anything, kill your brother physical. But the spiritual is what? Inside. So he continued to say all these things here.
Amen.
But when he came to Sabbath, he didn't mention Sabbath. He said that day, if anything, he should have given them another day. But he never gave them any other day. He said, if he had given them, come back to Hebrews 4:8. Come back to that place. "For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day?" Amen.
Amen.
He said, when he changed the law to grace, see, he changed the law to grace, he have given them a day to rest, a certain day. But he never said nothing about what? The Sabbath. He never said anything about Sunday and anything about what? Saturday. But as Paul said in verse 9, go to verse 9. "There remaineth therefore a Sabbath to the people of God." And the prophet said, that is today. Amen. See? "There remaineth what? A Sabbath to the people of God. That is today." And then verse 10. "For he," here the "he," the prophet said, "you and I."
Amen.
"For he," as you and I, "who has entered into his rest," as Jesus' rest, which is what? He said, then he quoted, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." That means you and I,
amen,
he will give us what? Rest. He said, when it happened like that, we have ceased from his own, we have ceased from our own works, as God did from his own. Brethren, to enter into what? Into that rest. You cease from your own works.
Amen.
Amen. You no more go back to the things of old. All your past is what? Crucified.
Amen.
Amen. Crucified. So we see that when we look at what? The children of Israel in the wilderness, it's because of what? Unbelief. Many were not able to
go
into the promised land.
Yes.
And what was the final thing that God turned them around? Because they came towards to the borderline. Amen. They came to the promised land, the borderline. Then Moses sent what? The 12 elders. "Go and look and come and tell us what God
And we know when they went and came back, they brought even evidence. Joshua and Caleb brought what evidence? Then the 10 elders said, you know what they said? We cannot want to take the place. That was where God said that I have disowned you people. It was what? Based on what? Doubt. Amen.
Amen.
It was doubt.
Amen.
They doubted that they can what? They can take the land. So my brother, let's look at what? That's why the prophet was shouting here that don't doubt. Believe. He repeated it again. Don't doubt.
Amen.
Doubting is when, apart from all the provocations that the children of God brought before God all the time, his long suffering was still keeping them going towards what? Going towards the promised land. They were still going. Oh, provocations upon provocations. They were still going. Amen. But the moment they doubted, praise the Lord, he turned them back.
Amen.
He turned them back. Amen.
Amen.
And when they were going back, oh my brother, it was what? A pitiful sight. They didn't know until when they saw that they were still going back to what? Towards the Red Sea. When they saw that their journey was what? Going back towards the Red Sea. My brother, please give us Numbers 21. Yeah. Numbers 21. 21:4. And they journeyed from the Mount Hor by the way of what? The Red Sea. You see? The very place they came from. Now, they were going by the way of what? The Red Sea. To compass the land of Edom. They passed that place before. And the soul of the people was so much discouraged because of the way. Amen. Ah, now you are discouraged. Too late. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, you see, you wouldn't understand this before. Just before God turned them around, that was the time of Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. When they stood against Moses. Let's make a captain and go back to what? Egypt. For more than maybe 3 times, they had always said this. Let's make a captain and go back to what? And go back to Egypt. Now you are going back to Egypt, now you are discouraged. You see these people. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now God said, okay, your journey back to what? Towards what? The Red Sea. You people have always said, we will make a captain and go back to Egypt. I said, sometimes you look at all these things, you see, this kind of provocation. How can you go without Moses? Even if you want to go back, how can you go without Moses? When you come to the Red Sea, how are you going to cross it? Back to Egypt, how are you going to do it? Without a prophet. My brother, my sister, without a prophet in the camp, there is no vision. There is no revelation. Amen. So we thank God that in this our day, okay, let me just verse 5 again. Okay, let's read verse 5 of Numbers 21. How they were discouraged. And the people speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. I see, all the time, murmuring. That was the time God won. Said, how many days did you go into what? Into the promised land to what? To search it. They took 40 days, to search the land. And God said, I will take you around for 40 years and kill all what? The doubting Thomases. Amen. And for 40 years, God was what? Because he has spoken, he said, those people that has what stood against me, have doubted, they will never see the promised land. And so Moses, step aside, let me finish these people, and then raise another nation for you. And Moses what? Did what? As a type of Christ. Oh, amen.
Amen.
He stood in the gap.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Stood in the gap. But what God has said. You see, this scripture, many people said Moses was able to turn God's mind. No, sir. No one can change God's mind.
Amen.
Amen. But people use that said, Moses was able to change God's mind. Who told you? What God said, he made sure that it will come to pass.
Amen.
Said they will never see the land. Amen.
Amen.
Moses what? Stood in the gap. It's okay. Alright. But my word will stand. He killed all of them. Except the two which left from Egypt. Joshua and Caleb. Only two of them who believed that they can take the land. My brother, that's what we have been the Lord Jesus Christ tonight is bringing to us. That let's believe every word.
Amen.
Let us not doubt anything.
Amen.
Amen. Look, in our homes, anything that happens, if it is going bad, never fear.
Amen.
Never doubt. Just say, I know my Lord, he is in this my house.
Amen.
If it is sickness, look, never doubt, never fear.
Amen.
He's there. Amen. Amen. Just go down on your knees. Say, Lord, oh, there is a challenge here tonight. Oh, Lord, there is a challenge here. But I know that the enemy is just bluffing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, bring that situation under what? Under control.
Amen.
With faith. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, brethren, we are talking about this rest. Amen. And now, do you know that we have received rest?
Amen.
Amen. We have received rest by way of what? The message of the hour.
Amen.
Amen. That the rest is what? The rest is what? The Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost of this our day is the message of the hour.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have received what? Rest by way of the message Malachi 4 God promised in this our day. Because that is the only message that can turn the heart of the people back onto what? That's the only message. Catholic message can never do anything.
Amen.
Baptist message cannot do anything.
Amen.
Is that Baptist
Message will bring forth what? Baptists.
Mm.
And they will act like Baptists.
Mm.
Methodist what? Message will bring forth what? Plenty Methodists. And they will act like what? Methodists.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. But the bright message. Oh, hallelujah. The message of Malachi 4. It will bring forth what? A bride.
Mm.
And they will act like what? The bride of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Amen. So that's where we have come to. That brethren, the Lord has been so merciful to us. He has been so good to us. That he has given us this message. But brother, when we look at where we were before, then you begin to ask yourself, brother, sometimes begin to look, sit down, and ask, but Lord, what did I do to deserve this grace?
Amen.
Amen. What did I do to deserve this grace? Oh Lord, I thank you. Sometimes just take the whole day thanking him, glorifying him.
Amen.
Amen.
Because brethren, when we see how blind the world has become, when it comes to what? It comes to even Christianity. People say they are Christians. Amen.
Amen.
You see how blind, wretched, naked. Amen.
Sorry.
Laodicea, oh my. Then, brother, sometimes, my sister, sometimes, just sit down and praise him and give glory to him.
Amen.
That he has opened your eyes. That when you see, you can perceive.
Amen.
That your ears, he has given you ears to hear. When you hear, you understand.
Amen.
He has given you a heart. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
A heart, a fertile ground.
Mm.
That always, when the word comes, it finds a place in you. And your life begins to what? Bear the fruits of the very message that you are hearing. Oh, praise the Lord. This is grace. This is grace. Grace above all things.
Amen.
That the Lord has called us into his rest. Amen.
Let me read something here. Oh, praise God. It's so great, so wonderful that the Lord has made us what we are today.
Mm.
Amen. Where is this another one?
Is that tonight? We know that he's talking about Job here. Oh, he done everything.
Where is the beginning?
He said, the prophet went to chapter 3, verse 17 of Hebrews. Let's go to that verse. 10th chapter, 17th verse. Now, take notice of this. The prophet went back there to pick this one. He said, but with whom he was grieved for 40 years.
Mm.
Was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that sinned?
Mm.
That with those who doubted, because the prophet said, doubting is sin.
Mm.
Whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. See? And he said, and of all of them that came out of Egypt, Only two went into the promised land. Out of the whole antediluvian world, in the days gone by, there were 8 souls saved out of what? Billions. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. But few there will be what? That will find it. Robert quoted that scripture. That what? Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. But few there will be what? Will be able to find it.
Mm.
So it's always what? It's always what? Few people. As the other day we were hearing from the Church of Sardis that there are only few, there are some few that what have not defiled their garments. Always few. Some people say, then, Brother Branham, what about all these thousands that the Bible said they will appear there? Hmm? It's a question, and someone will be asking this question. If always we say that only few people will go into the kingdom of God, then somebody is asking Reverend Branham this question. Then Reverend, what about all these thousands that the Bible said will appear there? Then the prophet says, just remember how many have died in each generation. So that's the answer. Just remember how many have died in each generation. There's been Christians down through the ages. See, they'll all resurrect. That makes up the body. You expect there be 100 billions in this America come out or some other this world today. There might not be what? 50 come out.
Wow.
But the great ransom church, amen, is laying in the dust, awaiting.
Amen.
They are God jewels that's resting in the dust. But their souls are under the altar of God.
Amen.
They are not in their right state. They are in a body, truly, but a theophany. And they cry out to God, how long? And they could see one another, but they couldn't what? Shake each other's hands. That kind of what? A body. They cannot what? Shake hands. The prophet is saying something here. Let's look at it closely here. He said, you meet your mother in glory tonight. Let's say you meet your mother in glory tonight. If you go, you couldn't shake her hand because she has not that kind of a hand. You couldn't feel it like you feel now, because 5 senses is what put in this body. See? Could it control? The presence of her would be felt in a different atmosphere. Amen. When we go over there, praise the Lord. So that's like a husband and a wife. There'll be no marrying or giving to marriage in heaven. Why? Because there is a different kind of love. Amen. There'll be a different kind of what? Love. There's no sexual desire. All those things have passed away. You are cleansed and pure. Amen.
Amen.
Now, see how they felt short, because they sinned and come short of the glory. God showed them the pillar of fire. He's talking back to, he's coming back to the children of Israel. He showed them signs and wonders. He led them out. He brought them into temptations to try to prove them. My brother, the same thing also. He has called us. He has shown us the pillar of fire, and he has shown us signs and wonders, and he's leading us out. He will bring what? Temptations, and to try and prove us. Amen. Now, haven't you had a lot of temptations? Don't complain about them. As we are coming to the close, don't what? Complain. Amen.
Amen.
About what? About them. Rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
God is with you.
Amen.
He is trying to prove your faith. Look at Job in the Old Testament. When he said, "Have you considered my servant Job? A just man, a perfect man. There is none like him on earth." When he was what? Boasting to Satan. You don't know whether the trial that you are going through, the temptations you are going through, God is what? Is using you as what? To condemn Satan. Then look at my son, believer. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, whenever any trials come your way, any temptation come your way, problem, difficulties, praise the Lord, he said, don't complain about them.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Let us believe everywhere. He said, rejoice. As a musician, rejoice. Amen. Now, there is a rest for the children of God. And that rest, he wants us to enter into that rest. So that God will also want get a resting place. When we have gone into that rest, then God also will come and dwell in. Amen. So there is no contradiction when he said, enter into my rest. And then he said, God also is looking for what? A place of rest. It's we to enter first into that rest. And then we become that dwelling place of our Lord God Almighty. Don't doubt. Believe. For it is blessed.
Salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is always honey in the rock. Oh, for us. And brethren, let us always leave our sins under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only cover. That's the only thing that can cover our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ. And now, brethren, tonight, consider that God Almighty is asking, what house will you build me? Or what is the place of my rest? He's looking for a dwelling place. And he's looking for a place where there is what? There's no God. He's looking for a place where there is no sin. So tonight, as we have heard from the prophet, praise the Lord, let us prepare that place for him. Amen. By entering into his rest, let's prepare the place for him. If there is anything that's still not right, brethren, let's take it away from our hearts. Because that day, when sin came onto the camp, when the children of God turned away from God and made another image, and they said, this is the God that brought us out from the land of Egypt. That day, God asked Moses, take the ark of God and move it out from the camp. Because God cannot live where there is what? There is sin. Move the ark out from the camp and place it far away. The scripture says, anyone that wants to go to the congregation, the tabernacle of the congregation, he has to go beyond the camp. Brethren, we have already gone beyond our camps. The place where we were, they were our former place. We have left those places. And we have entered into his rest. Let's remain in that rest. And if we will continue to remain in that rest, then God also comes in and lives in us. And what do you ever get that is greater than the Almighty God himself dwelling in you, taking you as his own temple, where he said, I will walk in, I will live in and walk in it, and you will be my son and I will be your God. Is there anything greater than that? Brethren, that's why he said, we are compassed about with great crowd of what? Witnesses. That true faith, oh, they created that place for God. And this is a challenge to us. That's why the scripture continues to say that now, let us what? Let us put all the weight and the sins that what easily besets us. And let us run the race with patience. Amen. Brethren, it's always good to examine ourselves, that if there is any spot, any wrinkle, any blemish in us, let's always clean them up. Let's purge ourselves. Let's remain holy for him, because he's a holy God. Let's create that place for him. Tonight, we believe that we have entered into that rest. And so we ask, Lord, we need, oh God, now you, oh Lord, to help so that we keep the place always, the place always to the very lake that, Lord, you would like to live in.
A place that, Lord Jesus, it will fit your very self, Lord. Let's examine ourselves every day. And now, let us not forget also that there is no doubt. Doubt should never come in our way. We will believe every word. And let us always also believe that He is in us. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Let's keep all these things and continue to what? Remain in His hands. Let's stay under the blood. Let's stay where the blood covers everything. Amen. Let's bow down heads. And we will ask our precious brother George to pray for us. Whilst you yourself also will begin to search yourself and see if there is anything that you need to surrender, just surrender to Him. Let's keep that house clean. Will they pray for us?
Father, we thank you for the kindness which you have given us, Lord. Father, your word which is so plain, so Father, simple, but so powerful. Jesus, Lord, Father, we think of how many times we come in your house and we go out and we don't chill. Father, Lord, God, Lord, and we think of Dathan and Korah, and we think of all the bad characters of the Bible, and Lord, we think that they were foolish. And yet we are even more. Lord, Father, we have, Lord, Father, oh God, a greater than Moses.
Yes, Lord.
But how, Father, it's so hard, Father, for us to worship, Father, even with a greater than Moses. Father, Lord, we see those examples that we have, and we make even worse mistakes.
Oh, Jesus, be merciful.
As we examine our lives, oh God. For Lord, Father, we've seen, oh God, the Lord, Savior, evolution of church. Lord, yes. Father, each and every one of us from where we've come from. Lord, there's many people that have gone back. But Lord, we are not cautious. And we're not conscious of those things, oh God.
Help us, Lord.
We just take it lightly, Lord, that Father, tomorrow, or Friday, we'll be back in church. No problem. Lord, Father, we really take lightly, Lord. When your word, Father, that, Lord, Father, you even ministered tonight.
Yes.
It's a soul-searching word.
Yes.
Is a word that Lord Father asks that where do we stand tonight, Lord?
Oh,
yes,
Father, are we standing right with Christ?
Oh, yes.
And if you were to come tonight, are we ready to go through, Lord Father?
Yes.
Oh Jesus, when you would quote such, Lord Father, profound words, when you'd say, you say you love me, who you've not seen, but you don't love your brother or your sister, who you see daily, Lord.
Yes.
Give us grace, Lord. Let us examine our lives. Let us examine our hearts, oh God. For Lord, Father, the thing that failed Israel, Lord, Father, can fail us again. And
yes.
Us, Lord, Father. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. That, Lord, it won't just be the voice of Brother Maxwell. Oh, Father, just ministry, Lord. And Lord, we be so, Lord, Father, oh God, hard-hearted, Lord. Lord, it's as though it's a tradition that as long as we came Wednesday, Father, we feel that we've done, Lord Father, a duty. But Lord Savior, Father, soulfully we did not come. In the soul we did not get your word.
Yes.
Give us grace, Lord Father. Give us mercy, Lord. That whilst we have strength and breath, let us, Lord Father, do all that we can, Father, to, Lord Father, live wisely and graciously for you, O God.
Yes.
For Lord Father, we would not, Lord Savior, desire to be like the great multitude that perished in the wilderness, Lord. For we've seen that great multitude, Lord, even as the pastors many times mentioned, Lord, if we could count the amount of people that have left, they'd fill this church twice, Lord, Father.
Yes.
Give us grace. Let us be wise. Yes. And let us not be forgetful hearers, O God. Let us be hearers, Lord, Father, that, Lord, Savior, when we hear your word, we would do the right thing, Lord.
Amen.
We would do, Lord, Savior,
Amen.
Like Lord Caleb and Joshua, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Father, we would stand, Lord, Father, oh God, for thee and not against thee, oh God.
Yes,
Father, we pray your blessing, Lord, even upon our brother who's ministered this night, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For Lord, when we came here tonight, Lord, Father, maybe there was a burden, maybe, Lord, Savior, there was, Lord, Father, a slackness, Lord. But your word puts us in check. It makes us examine our lives.
Yes.
It makes us examine our hearts and makes us
desire to live right and to live for
glory. Yes,
God.
Lord Jesus.
Bless us, Lord, Spirit God. And let it not be, Lord, that we just go home casually this night.
Jesus.
But let it be that we go home and we would search our hearts and
yes.
search our souls.
Yes.
That, Lord, when we come again on Friday,
oh, yes.
it won't just be another day.
Yes.
But it would be, Lord, Father, a Lord, Savior day that would draw us closer to the
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
For, Lord, Father, as was said once, Lord, Father, that the Wednesday services, Lord, are the people that love God. Lord, and the Friday are the people that feel sorry for the pastor. The Sunday, Lord, Father, are just the multitude, Lord God. Help us, Lord, that we may examine our lives, Lord God. Let us sincerely, Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, look to what was preached this night and see, is our life worthy of this gospel? Lord, Father, are we sympathizers of the message? Are we, Lord, Savior, people that will die for this message, Lord, Savior God? Give us grace now, give us mercy. And as we part, we ask that you would part with us, Lord.
Yes.
Take us safely to our homes. And may we find our homes intact and all one. And may we continue, Lord, Savior, even as
yes.
now as, Lord, Savior, provoke me, Lord, to go and look at certain aspects and certain passages in the Bible, Lord, Savior God. And we thank thee, O God, that not only have we come here, Lord, but even, Lord, in our studies, Lord, and even, Lord, Father, in the things that we've been looking at, Lord, Father, it's just this life
yes,
of Israel.
Yes.
It's the wilderness journey, Lord, to the God. Guide us now as we part. Bless your servant, Lord. Give him strength as his minister to us. And give him grace that, Lord, he'd be able to do so likewise. And bless all your children that have come this night.
Yes,
Lord, they've
Lord.
Sacrificed on a cold night, Lord. But, Lord, we are not fair weather Christians. We are all weather Christians. No matter the weather, no matter the condition, Lord. Father, it's more of a reason to come to thy
yes,
yes.
We ask your grace. Part with us and help us, O God. That, Lord, when we come, we testify of the same message that was with us and us to serve. Bless us and get us now, Lord. Committing all the saints, the past and all the brethren.
Yes.
Keep us, Jesus, we pray.
Amen. God bless you, blessed Lord. God bless you. And then, you know, that they heard it, that they didn't mix it with faith.
Amen.
So if we have heard, let's mix it with faith. Amen. God bless you. Bless you.
Yeah.